We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 97-1, the ticket. It was a busy week in the world of hockey. You had a Stanley Cup awarded to the Tampa Bay Lightning. You had the draft. You had free agent frenzy. And joining us now is the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings, Steve Yzerman. How you doing, Steve?
Doing fine, Mike. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Real quick, the draft. We went over with Drapes last week. Realistically, how many guys would you say fans could look forward to maybe actually wearing the Red Wing uniform? And like Lucas Raymond, are we talking 2-3 years away minimum?
Possibly. He'll play in Carolina this year. We'll see where we go, see how he looks next year. Hopefully, we bring him over to training camp. Ideally, you sign him to a contract, bring him to training camp prior to 21-22 and see how he looks then.
All right, we go to free agency, and if you include the Mark Stahl trade, by my math, you have three new defensemen, Stahl, Stetcher, Merrill, two forwards, and Ryan, and Nemesnikov, however you pronounce his name.
Nemesnikov,
who, by the way, I had no idea was Slava Kozlov's nephew. And you have a new goalie in Greiss to share time with Bernier. Realistically, how much this team is better than it was at the end of the season last year, right? The question is how dramatic.
Yeah, I think we're improved. There are a lot of changes. Takes a little bit of time for usually everybody to fit in and figure out where everybody plays and who they play with. But I think we're an improved team. I can't tell you it's 5 wins, 10 wins, 20 wins, but I think it's an improved team, a little quicker team, a little bit more skill up front with Nemesnikov and Bobby Ryan in the lineup. So, our D was a little bit older and banged up last year, and I'm hoping with Mark Stahl, John Merrill, and Stetcher that we're a little bit younger, we're maybe a little bigger even, but a little bit more energy on the back end now.
Are you proceeding with business as usual, or how does not knowing when training camp will start or not knowing when the season will start, is that somehow changing your how you proceed in terms of who you can sign and who you can put together for a season that you don't know when it's going to be yet?
Well, we proceed, I'd say, business as usual through the draft, and we approach the unrestricted free agency period here with business, I would say, business as usual with a plan, and tried to fill spots. We've been able to do that. We'll continue with our restricted free agents to get their contracts done. So we're planning for the upcoming season. But, I think we'll start in January, but I don't know for certain. But, yeah, so really doing what we need to do to be ready.
When you look at the roster, and I'm looking ahead to maybe 2 years down the road, it looks like by my math and by my eyesight that the only contract that really will be lingering for a couple years is Franz Nielsen. Other than that, in the 2022-23 season, you only have Larkin as the only guy who's under contract. So that's you're going to have a lot of money, hopefully, to rebuild. Obviously, some of these guys like Mantha, you want to re-sign, and Bertuzzi's going to arbitration. But the framework is there for this team to be completely redone with a lot of the young guys that are still playing either juniors or minor leagues, correct?
Anthony Mantha, we'll get Anthony and Tyler. I'm pretty certain we'll get them signed. It's a question, is it 1 year, is it 5 years, is it 4 years? So we'll have some contracts with some term on them, and each year as our young guys' contracts expire, a year from now, Philip Peronic's up and we'll extend his contract. We're hoping we can move our younger players in, one or two every year for the next 2, 3, 4 years. And we're in a position really with the shorter term contracts on our veterans and the players that we bring in to either re-sign them or look at the open market. In the NHL, there's so much, well, every sport probably, but uncertainty now with the future. Teams, you look at what's happened in the first few days of free agency, teams are taking a much more conservative approach. I think that will continue probably for another at least another off-season. And we're hoping we can add along the way players. But again, our plan is to be patient and hopefully we draft well and hopefully these kids turn into pros.
Some of the kids like Valeno and Sider are going to be playing, or actually started, and Raymond too, playing overseas in professional leagues. What's the framework for, if you can, are you allowed to bring them back once your season starts, or how's that work out?
It's different. A lot of the leagues are different in Europe. They're all, every country runs a little bit independently. The Swedish Elite League, where Sider is playing in Rogala, he has been for the duration of their season. So we don't have him back until whether they end in late March, early April. Joe Valeno's the same way. He's playing in Finland. Michael Rasmussen's in Austria. In Austria, we're allowed to bring them back if we want to early. Jared McIsaac, I think where Jared is right now. But yeah, some of the leagues over there, the Swedish League, the top Finnish league, to be loaned there, their rule, they made a rule with their clubs that if you bring a player in, they have to stay for the year. But the other players, I'm pretty sure we can bring them back at our discretion.
There's been a lot of shuffling on the roster. What should we as fans or what do you expect for this team in 2021?
Well, I think we'll be improved. I can't tell you it's how many wins, but I expect this to be better. I expect this to be a little better defensively. I expect Philip Peronic to take a step. Does Gustav Lindstrom, who played a little bit for us last year, is he able to hang on to a full-time job and play regularly? We're getting, as it stands now, I think Dylan Anthony and Tyler are just going into their prime years. Philip Zadina unfortunately got hurt there. He really showed signs that he was becoming an NHLer with an ability to make plays and score goals, so I look to have him in there. I think our team, it's very vague, but I believe we'll be a more competitive team.
What kind of injury, Stevie, did Zadina get?
The injury I was referring to was he just had a minor fracture in his ankle last year, blocked the shot.
I thought there was something overseas.
He hurt his feet. I think he just broke his finger there a couple weeks ago. Nothing. I was actually in an offline in the gym. I think he dropped something on a fingertip, but he'll be fine. I think the Czech league is suspended right now, so. They're going to restart here, I believe, in a couple weeks, and he should be good to go for that. So it's not a long-term anything of any concern.
How much does Bobby Ryan have left? I read some of the things he said and how pumped up he is to be a Detroit Red Wing.
He's still got at a young enough age that he can play. He's got talent. He can score. He's in good shape. He's worked hard. He's dealt with a lot of things off ice, and he's in a good spot right now. I'm excited to have him here. I know a lot of people in the Ottawa area that have been around him and worked with him, and we're very, very complimentary and recommending that it's a very good potential, really no risk signing for us. So I think it's going to work. I'm hopeful it's going to work out really well. We're excited to have him and looking forward to it. And as you say, you talk to him, you get his enthusiasm for playing. So I think he can really help. You hear me talk a lot about, we have very few right shots, and that's why it was important to try, that he was a good fit for us, and him and Sam Gagner, guys that have right shots that do play on the power play. I think there's potential for Bobby to have a real impact on our team.
How do you evaluate when you're adding some guys like Orion, who's, you know, a little bit longer in the tooth, he's been around a little bit more, and I know he's had some adversity off the ice, but in terms of how they will be able to lead in the clubhouse, how they'll be able to affect this, some of your younger players and show them how to be pros?
Well, you know, you do your homework on the players you bring in. You try to do your homework on the kids you draft to understand their personalities and their character, their work ethic. And, you know, based on that, you bring them in. And a guy like Bobby Ryan's been around a long time. And, you know, they've seen the good and the bad. And I think for younger players, just the habits, the day-to-day habits of the guys that have been around, that, you know, the way they conduct themselves, what time they show up at the rink, prepared to practice, prepared to be in the gym, how their game preparation, and then just the day-to-day handling of the ups and downs of the season, learning to play when you got no legs, when you're tired, preparing properly. So I just think it's important to have the right people around that help our kids. You know, they're Sean Horkoff, Dan Cleary, Nick Cronwell now really helping out the kids in the development stage. And once they get to the NHL, they're in the hands of the coaches and their teammates. And I just think it takes some time, and it's important to have, you know, good pros around to do things the right way. And that kind of keeps everybody in line.
Finally, I want to ask you about the goaltender you got in Greiss, and reading about him. I've seen him play a little bit. It seems, statistic at least, he plays better when he plays with teams that don't have as good defense. The more active he is, the better he is. How much does that is that true? And what's he bring to the team with Bernier already there?
Well, I've felt over the years he's been a really reliable, steady goaltender. He plays very, in my opinion, very calm, conservative style. He's not flopping around in there a lot. He's positionally solid. He's a big man. He's been around and he's played a lot of hockey. And maybe three playoffs ago, I was down in Tampa and we played the Islanders. He was in goal and played very well then. Everything we've heard about him is extremely high character. He's played on real good teams there on the island, good defensive teams. But we think, you know, with him and John, at least for this year, he and Jonathan Bernier, I think we've got a tandem that can go. I can't tell you each one though. Split games or who will play more than the other, but we've got two guys that can kind of a tandem that can go in there and give us solid goaltending every night and help us get more wins.
All right, Steve, thanks a lot. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
You bet. My pleasure, guys. Thank you for having me on.
All right, Steve Eisenman, the general manager of your Detroit Red Wings on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.